This is program number LW2477. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a girl here I want to describe for you. Her name is Karen. Maybe you know her. She's 17 years old. And as soon as her family finishes dinner, she goes into her bedroom and closes the door and doesn't come out for 3 hours. Then when she does come out, it's only to take care of a few necessities, like brushing her teeth or getting ready for bed. And when her mother tries to ask if something's wrong, why, Karen is either too quiet for comfort or she says something like, "Please leave me alone, you're smothering me." Then at high school the next morning, she's a smiling, bouncy Karen who greets her history teacher in the parking lot and begins talking nonstop. And you wonder, is this the same girl? You know a Karen like that? Well, Julie Davey, a high school teacher, says she knows several. She says that she communicates with more than 150 teenagers a day. And she says that some of her students' parents complain that their children won't talk to them. Yet at the same time, their teenagers will surround their teachers whenever class isn't in session and show that they do want adult communication after all. Yet she says that the teenagers protest that their parents simply don't understand them. She has some advice as to how this, well, to use somewhat of an outdated term now, but it still fits, this generation gap can be bridged. She has some advice. To parents, she says that first of all, above all, listen. She says that more than any other complaint, teenagers say that their parents ignore them. They're too busy to listen, or they act as if their kids have nothing really, you know, valuable to say. She says there was a gangly 17-year-old basketball player who came up to her desk after school one day, almost in tears, and he said, "Mrs. Davey, I need a bandage for my heart." He wanted someone to listen to his story of how his girlfriend had rejected him. And as he talked, she learned, she says, that the breakup had happened 2 weeks before, but that no one had been interested enough to listen to him as he had tried to tell about it. She says a good indication for you to be able to tell when something is rapidly becoming wrong between you and your teenager is when your youngster is too quiet. She says you ought to listen. Listen to everything that teenager says, and that will give him the incentive to talk to you more. Another thing she says you need to do is to never talk down the problem. You know, parents do have fantastic difficulties. I mean, there's problems with just about everything, it seems. You know, with the family, problems with your job, financial difficulties. And it seems that in the midst of it all, well, a teenage daughter's broken date, it might seem a little trivial to you as a parent, you know, compared with your problems. But the words, "You'll get over it," or "It's not the end of the world, you know," hurt her as much as if she had said them to you about your problems. You know that they would. Those words only make matters worse. So the real challenge is, Mom, Dad, identify. Identify with the problem your teenager has. I mean, it's a real problem with that teenage daughter. A squeeze on the shoulder and you're saying some comforting words like, "I know it hurts, sugar," will make her realize that you really do care and that you understand. Of course, in a week or two, she'll probably forget the whole tragedy, but what she'll never forget is that you care. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, "Subject yourselves one to another." Now, that's good advice. Now, it says to do it, though, out of respect for Christ. Subject yourselves one to another out of respect for Christ. Now, there's the real motivation. You know, when you get your priority list in order, and I mean in real order, putting God at the top, and then letting Him control everything else on the list, He then motivates you to know how to communicate and to surrender and to subject yourself to that daughter, to that son, that teenager, whoever in your family. Subject yourself because you're motivated to do it out of respect for Christ. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.